withdraw. You know what I told him? I said, no, I'm not going to leave the Methodist Church. I said, I joined this church. I was a Baptist. I came in here and joined this church. I'm going to stay with them. I'm going to fight it through. And I stayed with them until my wife died then. Then I married a Baptist woman. Then I went back to Baptist church. But I stayed with the Methodist church on. But I think they're sort of glad to get shut up. No, I'm just kidding you about that.
Well,
no. No, I've had a lot of fun in life. I've enjoyed it. Just
keep a good sense of humor about these things, and they work out. Do you remember as a...
And I'm fixing to get up to this now, and that's the reason that I used to kid with Bill. I said, Bill, doggone your time. I said, I know why you write this damn Fugger stuff. You're just making money. And I said, why don't you sit down? And I said, you're smart as a devil. I said, why don't you sit down and write a good, decent, wholesome book that all of us will like someday? And he just smiled. Says, Taylor's, says, I may just do that someday. By golly, he came out in 6 months of that reel.
Is that right?
That's a matter of record. He really did that.
The tone of that book surprised the critics, I remember, so much. It's really quite a change.
But that's more or less a family. I think that's more of a family biography, I think. Faulkner family. He could have done a better job on that because he... I wish he had gone in more of his granddaddy in that book. He had a wonderful great-granddaddy.
He was the colonel up in Ripley.
That's right. He was a wonderful man. He was a wonderful man. You never hear much about him.
No, the novel that he wrote was very successful, wasn't it?
And in his day, though, in his time, that is when my mother and daddy were growing up as boys and girls. Now he was a real writer. That is back in the early 80s, and right after the Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
He was old Colonel Faulkner.
You mentioned the change in the words that you use now. You have to say black man and so on. Do you remember the terms that you would use when you were younger? How would members of the different races refer to each other? Suppose if a white man liked a black man and respected him, how would he call him? How would he refer
to
him?
Well, now, the old slave type is Big Master and Little Master. If he really liked you, this old family, this Negro that I was talking about named Hamp, that used to sleep on the floor. Now his granddaddy, Uncle Clay, he used to work for us a lot. He was worked by himself, and he's kind of a cripple. Something happened to him.